History of Objects from the 1920s, Friedrich von Bersevici Pallavicini, Porcelain Object and Designs. Where do the artist's dreams take him? To a magical garden with purple orchids and golden palms? A round bonbonnière decorated with a lady dressed in a cloud of tulle and silk. She's looking in her mirror. A carrier pigeon brings her a sealed message. The favorite colors? Rose red, light blue, and gold on gleaming white porcelain. Then, there is a vase with a deep cobalt blue ground, a fairy tale Prince Charming delicately painted in gold. A vision of a costly world devoted to beauty. The man who designed them was Friedrich von Bersevici, who was described by his mentor, Josef Hoffmann, as the last romantic. In 1935, Hoffmann introduced this talented young man from an impoverished aristocratic family to the Augarten porcelain manufactory. The costliness of porcelain and the many ways in which it can be decorated opened up a new world for young Bersevici's sparkling fantasy. The fine quality of the material offered a perfect vehicle for his almost calligraphic drawings and delicate colors. At that time, a culture journalist wrote, "Augarten allows his idiosyncratic imagination full freedom, supporting it with the finest in cobalt, gold, and enamel." The manufactory had recently opened a new sales outlet on Kohlmarkt, opposite the Confiserie Demel, formerly the Imperial Court Confectioners, where the young artist was working as an interior decorator and designer of enchanting packaging and chocolate boxes. Bersevici later married Clara Demel. When threatened with repressive measures by the Nazis, Clara remained in Austria, but Friedrich left the country. He lived for a time in Italy, where he changed his German first name to Federico and adopted his mother's surname. From this time onward, he was known as Federico Pallavicini. In 1945, he moved to New York, where he illustrated sensational art and lifestyle magazines, such as Flair. This gave him an opportunity to realize his dreams of luxury. He perfumed the pages of the magazine and used a printing ink that only became visible when warmed. In 1958, Elizabeth Arden made him artistic director of her cosmetics empire. A year later, he moved to Helena Rubinstein and worked intensively for her as an interior decorator. His personality made a strong impression on the city's art-loving society. People who met him saw something of the aura of the old Austro-Hungarian aristocracy in his relaxed demeanor. They were fascinated by his sharp-witted and affectionate way of looking at things. In November 1972, Leo Lehrmann, a New York contemporary, wrote in his diary that Pallavicini's stories fill spaces with images and that his language is like painting in the air. Communicative from an early age, Federico continued to propagate his idea of beauty to the very end. After inheriting Demel from his wife in 1965, he returned periodically to Vienna, where he revived what he called street theater, by which he meant the shop windows of the former court confectioners. These were the same shop windows where he had worked his magic decades earlier. With his subtle humor and effervescent lightness, he presented passers-by with miniature stage sets that were changed regularly. A small piece of luxury was embedded in a place of yearning, displayed to enchant passers-by. Federico approached decors for porcelain in much the same way. The porcelain bonbonnière becomes a cosmos of longing for an ideal world sustained by beauty. His luxury deliberately remained imaginary and was consequently always wonderfully beautiful and endearingly playful.